be powered by soul power.
Rudiger, get out!
I can do it, Coach!
What the hell's a tree on?
Tryout, you half a meatball.
Let me tell you people something. This ain't just a football. It's your life.
Sounds from the Gridiron for this Friday movie roundup with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and the takeaway. Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
I hear a lot of football there. This is Super Bowl weekend coming up. There's not a lot of new movies coming out because everybody's glued to the ads and also the football game.
That's right.
Coming up this weekend. So you're here with your top football movies of all time.
That's right. My personal picks, at least.
Rafer's personal picks. We're going to get to those. I have some trivia for you, by the way. Don't answer now, Rafer. You're going to hold on to your answer, as you always do. Listeners, if you know it, you can hit me on Twitter. We have a football-styled movie segment today. Rafer, here's your question. What NFL star made Ben Stiller really, really jealous in There's Something About Mary? That's your question. Think about it. Now, let's go to your top football movies of all time. For the first one, you're going back to 1974.
So no matter what happens, just keep sticking it to him. Now, who are we?
Mean Machine. Mean Machine. Mean Machine. Mean Machine. Mean Machine.
Did I hear The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds there?
Yes, indeed. He plays Paul Crewe, Paul the Wrecking Crewe, former ball player, sent to prison for a short stint, but it turns out that the warden, who's not only a sadist, of course, is also a football fan, played by the great Eddie Albert. He wants Paul Crewe to lead a football game of the prisoners against the guards. And I think what I like about this movie is that, even though I think technically you would call it a comedy, it is a hard R movie, and it plays rough. There is violence, and there is death, and the game looks brutal, and I love that about it. And I think that final play in the movie, 6 seconds stretched out to 90 seconds of slow motion, is one of the best things I've ever seen.
That's a classic by this point, 1974. Take you back to the Nixon era in The Longest Yard. Now, your second pick is from the modern era. This is Draft Day.
What are you doing, Sonny?
Just made a trade with the Seahawks.
For?
The number one pick.
I confess I haven't seen Draft Day, but I think I hear the dulcet tones of Kevin Costner there.
That is correct. You're not alone. Almost nobody saw Draft Day in 2014. Costner plays Sonny Weaver. He's the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. He's been offered on Draft Day for a steep price to get the reigning college pick, a guy named Bo Callahan, but he's not sure he wants it. Something smells wrong about this deal, and he spends the day trying to figure out what. I think this movie is really good because Kevin Costner is so great in it. You really believe
him.
Really?
Yeah, Kevin Costner? Okay.
Now, you're not a Kevin Costner fan.
I am not.
All right, this might not be the right pick for you. It is also a deeply flawed movie, and I would say that probably the more you know about football, the more you will find to complain about it, but I thought it was actually quite entertaining. It's directed by Ivan Reitman, who did Ghostbusters. It's got a lot of snazz and pizzazz to it, and I really enjoyed it.
All right, let's go to your number what is this I see on my list? I'm going to play this clip. Vince, hit it. Go ahead.
Bobby? Where was the intensity that I saw yesterday?
That wasn't no intensity. You said it was all right to fight back, and I just started thinking about all the people who've been mean to me over the years.
That's it.
Rafer, Waterboy?
That's
really
the Waterboy.
Are you bringing Adam Sandler on this show?
You know, everybody always wants me to defend the Waterboy. Whenever I bring it up, I have to apologize for liking this movie. I know what you're saying, Todd. That's Adam Sandler. He plays Bobby Boucher, a fairly offensive stereotype on every level. He's a stuttering, mentally impaired Cajun. He's also the water carrier for a college football team called the Mud Dogs. That's Henry Winkler as his coach, who discovers that Bobby has a gift for tackling people.
Yeah.
And this movie cracks me up. You couldn't make it today, especially since half the jokes are about football concussions, but I think if you can kind of put yourself back in that 1998 mindset, I think it's just a funny, crude, stupid, great comedy.
And when you were in your 1998 mindset, it was when Adam Sandler was funny, right?
That's right. You got
to
savor those Adam Sandler moments when he's good, you know.
That is Waterboy from Rafer Guzman. Rafer, I had some football trivia for you before we go. I asked you what NFL star made Ben Stiller really, really jealous in There's Something About Mary.
Todd, I'm drawing a blank. I'm stumped. I'm sorry. I like that movie, too.
The answer is?
Brett?
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
Brett Favre.
Sorry, Todd. I let you down.
Cameron Diaz there. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday.
A
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.